particularly Echo Papa Nima Mobile.
November 8, Victor Lima Charlie from Whiskey 8, Foxtrot Romeo. W8FFR, radio check and monitoring.
N8WCB, N8WCB, this is Key Laney.
K8YNU, this is N8WCB. Good evening to ya. Sounds like a long day today. How's things going?
It was good. It was good. They had a slight scare because I lost my cell phone. Hang on 1 minute.
Copy that. N8WCB.
All right, sorry about that. I had to call work real quick because I lost my cell phone, and so I was looking for it, and I just finally gave up and then sat in the car, and I found it. So I wanted to let them know that I actually found them. They could stop looking.
Yes, on that one. That's kind of a scary feeling there when you misplace your cell phone and that. I'm kind of afraid and glad that you were able to find it there.
Yeah, for sure. It worked out well, thankfully, and I was a little nervous. But it worked out, so.
Well, I'm happy for you in that way. That's kind of a relief. And, at least that your day is done, and if everything, I think, is right side up again. And this is the long week for you, if I'm not mistaken. And hopefully things otherwise outside of the misplaced cell phone went well for you.
For the most part, my partner was in and out of the room 50 million times. But that's okay. We made it work, and it wasn't a bad day. I'll put it that way. How was your day?
Yes, I remember those days when partner was in and out of the room. That makes it hard. You get stuck with everything there. Anyway, at least, like I say, you're headed north. You got at least a day's break, but we're doing pretty good here. Not a whole lot going on. Was going to work outside, but with the rain, I did my hermeneutics class there for what they're doing up in Reed City, and we talked to Melissa here a little bit ago, so. That's been pretty much it.
It doesn't sound like a bad day. I know it rained pretty much most of the day. I think that kind of kept the calls down, thankfully. But glad that you're able to get a little bit of stuff done in the house and got to talk to Melissa. That's good. We'll get to see them here this weekend. They're ready for the wedding?
Yeah, they're getting ready for it. They're final preparations. In fact, Levy and Delilah are down in Texas. They're at a counseling seminar. I guess Melissa was going to go, but she wasn't able to. So Delilah took her place. So they're spending, I guess they'll be back on Thursday. But they're getting, they're finishing up all the preparations for that, for the wedding.
All right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing them. Hey, Dad, hang on one moment.
U.S. standing by. N-A-W-C.
Whiskey YNU to NAWCB.
NAWCB, everything all right?
Yeah, we're good. A couple of coworkers were concerned that I couldn't find my phone, so they were calling it and said they called back and be like, hey, I'm good. I found it.
Yeah, there you go. Gets me all clear there over the air. Everything's all set. That problem's been resolved here.
Yeah, for sure. So, you guys ready for the drive north here this weekend?
Yeah, I think we are. I should have looked over the car tomorrow, but we've been out for once this week and checked it over. So it should be good to go. Finding a good direct way to get up there.
Yeah, we're leaving Sunday morning to head out there. Not really sure which way I'm gonna go, but yeah, we'll get it figured out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm either debating. It's gonna depend. I really want to stay away from going across 57 and 46. There's a slower. Depend on traffic, working my way around the Milwaukee Bridge, going up that way, or I might take 59 across 127 and up. It might take me out of the way, but at least I'm all freeway instead of having to go through all these small towns, stop and start type of thing. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We may end up going up towards Memphis and then getting on I-69 to get across. I think we're staying out in Big Rapids like you guys are, so we might roll that way.
I know I heard there was construction out on I-96 here in Ionia County between Grand Rapids and Lansing, but it might not be bad on Sunday, and they don't, go up 131 from that. It really is too far, though, if you were to go up to U.S. Canada Cross, it really isn't too far of a drive south from Reed City to Big Rapids. Both of those are pretty decent ways to get home.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll do some looking. What time are you guys planning on taking off?
Probably around 11-ish, I'm thinking at this point. Check in is usually about 3 o'clock, so that's what we're going to try for and see how traffic is, but at least we can get in afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's about the time we're looking at, 10, 11 o'clock, taking off then. We'll probably arrive around the same time then. I'm planning on bringing the DMR, and then I've got a P25 radio I'm going to be bringing as well, so.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if I can hit the Morley talk group down there. Like I say, last time I wasn't able to get in, so it looks like it's kind of fringe just looking at the map on it, but again, it just depends on the atmospheric terrain and being inside or outside the building or whatever, so we'll wait and see what happens, so we'll give it a try. Probably take that. The other radios as well.
Yeah, depending on depending on what I've got programmed in that other Motorola, I've got the XPS. Maybe I'll let you borrow that one for P25 access to see how you like it.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, we'll see how things go, and if you think you're going up there on Sunday?
Yeah. We're gonna go up Sunday. We'll probably leave Monday afternoon, something like that, Sunday evening after the wedding, head back. Yeah, the plan is to do that. So like I said, we'll probably arrive in Big Rapids probably about the same time you guys do.
That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. I'm not really sure if the plan's yet, but at least I'll try to be listening or try to keep an eye on it. Monitor on the radio there for things.
Okay, Mike. Yeah, for sure. We'll have to throw in another channel for you. I put in a couple of my radios, a Simplex channel, and I figured it's just for like car-to-car type communication. So let's throw that in there for you, or give you the frequencies so you can put it in.
Oh, okay, sure. That sounds great. Yeah, and like I say, that kind of works in that realm as well. You don't have to tie up a repeater and kind of car-to-car or mobile-to-mobile type simplex communications. And again, good testing the radio in that way. So definitely look forward to that.
Yeah, for sure. It works out nice. It's nice to have. I'll have to do one up for DMR for you as well. That's something in the digital end of things, because we've done that. And then there's also the P25, simplex as well. And, if I have the right frequencies programmed in on that XPS, so you'll have to try it out, because P25 is just it's an awesome system. It is really good, exactly like the state system.
Hey, it can't beat that, man alive. Definitely, that's good. Again, it's just neat to see, and like the word, robust systems there that do the job and work well. Communicating the quality, but also that factor of the roaming and such. So I think that's pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's pretty neat. And like I said, it's a nice system. Both the digital systems are nice to have. And, for the set, we were talking to Max, and I guess found out that they weren't supposed to take out the DMR system for the set. They were only they're going to take out WinLink. But they didn't specify, so everybody thought the DMR was dead.
Well, that's interesting, because I know that they started out on statewide one, and then they told the people, that they'd have to use statewide two, that the best one was being utilized. And on either one and two, I couldn't hear the state. I could hear the others, and then later on, then I heard them. But they never, they never announced the next. Usually they announce on the hour what's going on. It's like I'm not going to check in until I hear something further. So that's kind of the play that clarifies the thing.
I have a theory on that one, and I won't. I'll tell you in person. I won't tell you out here because I got a thought on that one. But yeah. So that's kind of the maybe the back story of that situation. Next time they'll specify on which system is going down.
Yeah, it happens, and again, it's you know, it's part of the drill process, part of the learning curve, communication, and you know who's doing what and that. And so this is the time to do that, I guess. But these types of drills are not the real thing.
Well, and that's just it. You know, we were talking about it as it was happening, and you know, DOT, and you know, the guy said, hey, maybe we should say something about GMR going down. I'm like, no, don't say anything, because if this happens in the real world situation, you're expected to know what to do, and what you do if a channel doesn't work. Your next mindset would be, okay, this channel's down, try another channel. And then so on and so forth, or you know, another option in your case plan. So it was good, whether it was intended or not. It worked out well, and you know, a lot of our guys reacted well to it, and I was pleased with the result on our end.
Yeah, I agree. From what I've heard. Definitely. Again, I think things went well. There's always room for improvement. There's always room. You know, hey, this is good. Happened. This is what we need to work on. Increase that skill and get the radios and communication. And I think it all fell into place very, very well.
It did. I appreciate you reaching out to Oakland there and, you know, reaching out to their EOC and asking if they had power and stuff like that. I appreciate you doing that. We got into our radios. We were working off the new radios the county had got us. And I was like, hey, did we program any other EOC into this? And the answer was nope. And so I was like, okay, well, we need to be able to reach other EOCs if need be. So appreciate your willingness to do that, and you know, that helped out big time.
Glad to help out. Glad to be able to work on that. And they were. I wasn't able to monitor them, but I did get in. I talked with our net control, and they provided the information that we needed, and that worked out well. So, you know, being over here, I believe they have a Rochester Hills site that I can get into, and it seemed to work well. So glad to be able to reach the system that way.
Yeah, awesome. I appreciate it, definitely. So, well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and relax and get some supper. But appreciate the conversation, a good conversation on the way north. And hopefully you guys enjoy your evening. Stay warm tonight. It's supposed to cool down here in the next couple of days, be more seasonal weather. But hopefully you get to talk here soon.
Yes, indeed. Definitely lots of good conversation, a lot of catching up there, and thanks for the ride along there. And glad you found your phone and made it through today. At least you got tomorrow off, and take a break, spend some time there with the family. So we'll let you head on in and enjoy the field and get back and relax tonight. But stay warm, and anything left. let us know. Tell everyone hello. 73 is an 88 to the family. Get you down the page. NAWCB is clear. On your mind.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to the Mom. Okay.
KEYNU, KE8LEX. Dave, I got a quick question for you if you have a split second. I don't want to hold you up from going in the house.
Yeah, Dean, what's up?
Is the repeater crackling and kind of not getting through too good at the house? Because I'm over around the same area, and I don't know if I'm having an issue with my antenna setup or if it's just the conditions.
It's a little bit of crackling on this side. I can hear it. So it's not just you. I think it's a repeater. Something going on.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. 73s and have a good rest of your evening. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X Ray clear.
You too, Dean. You too. Enjoy your evening. 73s, yeah. K8YNU clear.
Every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the WHLAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Vicki, November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, and I will be your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now.
Whiskey 8. Hello, Papa Lima.
Well, good evening, Whiskey 8, Kilo Papa Lima. Please stand by. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. Nothing heard. Okay, now I'll take general check-in. So anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call now.
ABAOOE. My name is Mike.
KCHA Dick in Cumberville.
November 8th, Lima Juliet, November. Larry in Metamora.
Okay, I've got W8KPL, A8OOE, KC8DHA, and N8LJN. Anybody else? Did I get all the call signs right?
KF8DLF, this is Diane Vassar.
Yeah, mine got screwed up a little bit. Kilo, Bravo, 8, Oscar, Oscar, Echo.
Gotcha. Thank you very much. And Diane, you were KF8DLN?
KF8DLF, F as in Foxtrot.
Thank you, Diane. I appreciate it. Any other check-ins? Please call now. Okay, well, we will start with Kevin at W8KPL and APLC. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, thanks, Vicki. Sorry on that check-in. I didn't get my name and my location. I'm mobile in Attica, and I'm Kevin, as you said. I guess driving and talking are one of those things like chewing and gum and walking. I just don't do too well together like that. Not a whole lot to check in with this week. Well, actually, I guess there's a couple of things. We did get a new puppy, Unfortunately, a couple weeks ago, we lost our old man to, We did lost our dog to cancer, and ended up getting a new puppy. Mel had surgery on her thumb, and ended up getting a puppy that same night. So that was a big day. He's been with us for about a week, and he's quite the handful, but we're glad to have him. W8KPL, back to Nick.
Well, Kevin, I'm sorry to hear about your old man. I know you loved him and you were taking good care of him, but good luck with that puppy. I remember getting this one about 10 years ago, and I ended up thinking, what was I thinking? So good luck with that, but have fun with it, and you'll have to give me the name of it. And give my best wishes to Mel. Surgery on the thumb, huh? Well, sorry to hear that, but hopefully everything will be okay. Okay, up next is Mike, AD8OOE, and standby Dick in ADLC.
Yeah, I'm going to be a short time check-in, and as well as Diane, we're putting up the hardware for the winter and getting ready to build a whole bunch more. And we got a bunch of laboratory gear coming, so it's going to be an interesting interesting springtime, I'm guessing. But I don't really have much to add to the net, and you don't either. We're going to get this garage picked up a little bit more, and we've got a road trip coming tomorrow. So this is 7-3 to everybody on the net. This is Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo.
Well, thanks for checking in, Mike. I don't know if you're going to be around for the second round or not, but if you are, do tell about the road trip. Kind of interested in that as well. Up next is Dick, KC8VHA, standby Larry, and ADLC.
Hi, Vicki and everybody else on the net here. Everything's going fine here. I spent part of my day, last couple of days, a friend and my wife do craft shows. And so they think up of projects for me to do to try to get things for their craft show, I guess. So the last couple of days I've been making wooden toolboxes that they're going to put thing on the front that says hot cocoa and places to hang cups and things like that, and try to sell them at their craft show. Good luck. They're going to be in Davison this weekend. So back to you, Vicki, KC8VHA.
So it sounds like it's your craft as well as their craft. So, yeah, I remember back in the day I would come up with some big idea and I would enlist my husband to help me produce it, and he was such a prince of a guy. He would always come through for me. So you will be famous and well-loved for what you're doing. All right, Larry, N8LJN, N8BLC, stand by Diane.
N8BLC, and everyone on the net tonight. This is N8LJN, Larry in Metamora. Garrett's not on the net yet, but last night, under his able leadership, we had our first TIC class of the new course, the new technician training course. It'll last through the end of November, and if anybody's still interested, we have availability and we'd be happy to have you. We'll catch you up after the first week. Kevin, delighted to hear that you guys have a new puppy. I know it's pretty sad, the last net we were on. And let's see, Mike and Diane, OOE and DLF, delighted to hear you on the net. I just saw you too, I think it was Saturday, yeah. And I appreciate your support for the presentation we did. And come back often. We don't hear you on this net a whole lot, and we'd be very happy to have you as a regular. So that's it for this first round. This is N8LJN. Back to net.
Well, I'm really really glad the class took off, Larry, and I liked the picture that they posted on Slack with Garrett up there with the two big screens, and that's got to be making it a lot nicer, I think. So, interested in hearing all about it later on. Diane, you're up next, KF8 DLF and 8 DLC.
Hi, this is Diane, and I'll tell you a little about a road trip. We're going to start out in Jasper and head towards Hemlock, and then head over to Ottawa. Going to pick up some relatives and go visit some other relatives that live in Ottawa. Hoping to see some fall colors. And then that's going to be it for me tonight. KF8 DLS. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Diane. I hope you get to see some fall colors, too, because I'm noticing around here they're just not as bright and brilliant as they have been in the past. And I can only think it's because it's been so dry out there with a lack of, you know, lack of rain and so hot. But good luck on that. I hope that you get a glorious display. Okay, now we're down at our first round. Are there any new check-ins? Please call now. Nothing heard. Well, we'll go back up to the top of the list. W8KPL, Kevin, you're up. NADLC.
Yeah, thanks, Vicki. Finally made it to the QTH, so I'm mobile, not mobile. I'm sitting in the driveway, but I'm still in my vehicle, so I'm not sure technically where I'm at. anyway, so yeah, the pup's name is Nap Times. I'm Your Huckleberry. That's from the Tombstone movie. And we just call him Huck. And Chap, who is Chapter 2, is my other dog. He's still wondering, so when is this thing going home? And bouncing off of, swapping off between that and, this could be a little bit of fun. We can chase each other in the yard, and I can teach him how to dig really deep holes in the backyard. But, yeah, he has a lot of fun. We're really enjoying him right now. WAKPL, back to Nat.
Well, I can't wait to meet Huck. That'll be. I'm assuming it's the same kind of dog that you had the last time. Maybe I shouldn't, but I can't wait to meet Huck. Mike, I don't know if you're still up for round two, but you're welcome to join us again. AB8OOE. This is NADLC.
It's not Alpha, it's Kilo. Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Echo. Yeah, Larry, I was impressed. Like I said, you're definitely a better teacher than me. And I picked up a few things. I picked up a few things watching the demonstration. I know I quizzed you about the bandwidth, but they get... I don't know. It's got to be overwhelming to anybody walking into that, no matter what you do with it. But if you break it off into pieces and spoon feed it to them, I suppose it's a whole lot better. But there's not enough time in that little bit of time that you get to do that. It's difficult at best to jam pack that all in. And you probably even rehearsed yours. And I just fly by the seat of my pants. Too many years of partying and rock and roll. I would never straight arrow. Hey, 7-3 to the net, and you guys have a good evening. Hats off to you again, Larry. That was a pretty good display. KB8 all week.
Thanks, Mike. I'm sorry I screwed up your call sign. I've been having a heck of a week myself, but maybe I'll get into it. Maybe I won't. So, up next is Dick KCA-DHA.
And ACLC. On these toolboxes that she wants me to make, she says, could you make 20 of them? And I'm thinking, make 20 of them? You know, I mean, seems to me like you ought to make a few and then see if you can sell them. Otherwise, why bother to make 20 if you don't sell any of them? So, that's one of those things, so I ended up making them six. what happens. So, 73 to everybody, and back to net control, APHA.
Yeah, that's funny, Dick. Yeah, 20 as opposed to 6, I think I'd start with 6 as well. But thanks for checking in tonight, Dick, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to turn it over to Larry now, NALJN, NADLC.
Well, thank you, Vicki, and to Dick, yeah, you're absolutely right. You should make a few, and if they smell, that quantity of 6 was very gracious. I kind of feel the same way with the wire antenna tech event. I just want to make an announcement for that. We got the wire antenna tech event coming up Saturday, October 25th, from 9 to noon at the club meeting location. And $10 fee for the materials. And you can make an antenna longer than 10 meters if you want, but we'll be starting with a 10-meter antenna. Let's see. I just wanted to make that announcement. I forgot to do that. Mike, you're very gracious there. He said you picked up something. I'm sure you know far more than I will ever learn. As they say, you've probably forgotten more than I will ever learn. It is overwhelming, and we had that condition last night. Some of the new tech class participants were struggling, and it's a lot of information and in quite great detail to get your technician license. So, yeah, and several people had deer in headlights looks last night, and we're going to work them through that, and they're going to get past. Thank you very much, Vicki, for running the net. Greatly appreciate I don't know what it is, but you always get a bigger audience than me last week. So there you go. Well done. And this is NADLJN 73, everyone.
Well, it hasn't always been that way. I recall, I believe it was my very second net, that I had zero check-ins, and not even my husband checked in. So I was sitting there kind of talking to myself, and then it started getting better after that. But yeah, the last couple of weeks have been pretty good, haven't they? And I appreciate everybody coming on and chit-chatting. So I am going to stop right there and go back to Diane if she would like to join us for round two. KF8DLS, this is NADLC. All right, I thought that she was on her way out the last time around, so I just want to remind everybody that our meeting is next week, so be there. There's going to be a presentation on nano-DNA done by Will, and that should be pretty interesting. But at this time, are there any more check-ins? Anybody with any further business or rechecks for the net? Well, then I am going to conclude the Lapeer County Net. And thanks, everyone, for joining in. I wish you all a good evening. And I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 7-3, y'all, NADLC.
KU4ZYQ. Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. KE4ZYQ. Yes, it's Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec. KE4ZYQ.